Raspberry Beret and Prince. Ah, you may have heard the dulcet tones of Hannah Thompson in the studio. Yay, Hannah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, yes. Well, obviously, we've just been listening to Dennis the Chemist, Dennis Gore, which is wonderful stuff. That wasn't sure. Was somebody actually knocking at the door, though? Or was it just myself? Am I just hallucinating?
I didn't hear that. Well, good check.
Just double check whether somebody's actually knocking at the door, because it may well be that they're wishing to actually get in the studio. Then again, it may not be. Or maybe I'm just hallucinating. It's probably a case of the latter. Still, never mind. You're listening to Siren Radio. Oh, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting, Hospedia Channel 1, as we continue on our own wonderful adventure on National Puppy Day. clearly David Bowie at one of his finest moments there. Rebel, rebel. It is National Puppy Day. In a few moments, we'll be speaking to television vet Steve Leonard, who'll be talking about some of the very, very startling information factors about keeping puppies. According to new research, the UK is in the grips of a puppy dumping epidemic, with research showing that 1 in 10 puppies are requiring new homes after just 1 month of pet ownership. We've heard that, obviously, Dennis Gore's grandson is not really one of those. But it's quite a frightening statistic, isn't it, Hannah?
Yeah, it's such a shame. They're so sweet.
Exactly. Over half of new dog owners admitted that they realised taking on a puppy was a mistake as soon as they brought the dog home. Do your research, do your planning, sort it through. Remember, a puppy is for life, not just for Easter, Christmas or any other line. Anyway, on a different line, you know what's coming up next, musically speaking, because you, Hannah Thompson, have selected it. Would you like to announce who the listener is going to experience now?
You can expect George Michael, Faith.
That among many programmes Steve Leonard has actually produced is Orangutan Diary. I suppose it's very challenging if you actually have orangutans as well as doggies and care and such like stuff. But anyway, more about that later when Steve joins us. In a matter of moments from now, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on Hospedia Channel 1. Time for Kermit.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. The dreamers and me, all of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it. We'll be right back.
Chris Martin, Coldplay and Clocks. And what would be your favourite kind of dog breed, Hannah Thompson?
I just love Spaniels. Ah. You can't go wrong with a Spaniel.
Spaniel, isn't it? So not a kind of Alsatian, not a...
I love them as Huskies. Right. Stunning. Yeah. All sorts.
Okay. Well, find about that. Find out more about that, indeed. Getting words of the sentence together sometimes can be a bit challenging. We'll find out from Fourth Clade, who published this report on National Puppy Day, of course, which is all part of the Prepare for Puppy campaign, PFP. And as we said, we'll be speaking to TV vet Steve Leonard about that in a matter of moments from now.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream. You wish to come true. Myself so very lucky just to have some company, share a cup of tea with me. I take my puppy everywhere, da 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 da, I wouldn't care. And we would stay away from crowds, signs that said no dogs allowed. I know we, no, we'd never bite me. Oh no, we. No, we'd never bite me. If only I could have a friend to stick with me until the end. To walk along beside the sea and share a bit of moon with me. I'd take my friend most everywhere. La da 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 da, I wouldn't care. We would stay away from crowds.
There really was no tune we could play to celebrate the joys of National Puppy Day other than the puppy song. Not Harry Nilsson's version, but David Cassidy there. Splendid stuff. Okay, we've talked about people's likes and concerns about puppies and sets. We spoke to Dennis the chemist, whose grandson's just taking a puppy. But as we said, there's a serious element occurring today with respect to ensuring that you prepare for puppy. And to address that, we're delighted to welcome two awesome talents to the production. First of all, celebrity TV vet extraordinaire, the amazingly talented Steve Leonard. How are you, Steve?
Very well, thank you.
And the equally awesomely talented, in many ways, managing director of Fourth Clade, that'll be Jared Lovell. How are you, Jared?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Brilliant. Steve, if we can come to you first. I mean, I was quite, I won't say shocked, I was saddened by these figures that have come through, that actually 1 in 10 puppies will require new homes after just 1 month of pet ownership. That's just not, I mean, you know, we know a puppy is for life, not just for Easter or any other holiday season. This shouldn't be happening, should it?
No, it shouldn't be, really. And to be honest, I was very gobsmacked. I was thinking, 1 in 10, that doesn't seem to fit with what I see in practice. And then I realised, actually, no, I do see that. Because quite often I'll ask people how long they've had their pup or what age they got their pup. And they get it about 4 or 5 months. I'm thinking, that's a bit late. And actually, they're the ones that have been returned to a breeder or passed from a family friend or something along those lines. And you realise that something's gone wrong there. And again, we can flip it on its head and say that 90% of people are getting it right, you know. It's only those 10%. And we want to help those 10%. We want to help them prepare properly. And if they prepare properly, they may decide, actually, it's not this time of their life that they are ready for a pup. Or they'll do it in a way and we'll soften that transition, that difficult period. Because everybody will tell you, I hope half the people questioned said that it was a really, really difficult thing that they undertook, and they had underestimated just how difficult taking a puppy is, taking on a puppy, and how difficult it is to actually accommodate a puppy in your life.
Absolutely. Nearly half of new puppy owners admit it's to completely underestimating the commitment required to raising a happy, healthy dog. In our studio here, we've got Hannah Thompson. Hannah, you were just saying similar kind of things. You're not having a puppy because of, again, exactly
yeah,
that, really.
It wouldn't be fair, really, because, I mean, my mum works all the time. I'm never in. So it's not, you don't want it, yeah, it's not their fault, they can't look after themselves.
Which at least is a responsible decision to actually
That's
make.
Brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, and good news for that. Jared, what about yourself in terms of the survey findings that was actually there? I mean, a quarter of those surveys saying that having a puppy is as hard as having a newborn baby.
Yeah, I think I've been through both stages, so I can sort of appreciate that. And it is, but I think it comes down to that preparation. If you really know what is going to happen over the, you know, that initial period of having a puppy and it growing into an adult dog. And the great thing is, this whole experience of having a puppy can be amazing. You know, this, it nourishes the relationship between you as the owner, within your family. There's lots of byproducts that are fantastic having a puppy, whether it's going out in the countryside more, having more exercise, it helps lose weight. It's fantastic, you know, it really is a great thing to do. But it's all down to that preparation, which is so important.
I did have a wry smile, Steve, when we were looking back at some of your fantastic work on TV. I was thinking if we actually had a National Orangutan Day, I mean, having a puppy and an orangutan would have been extraordinary, really, in terms of orangutan yeah. diaries.
Well, again, taking an orangutan on is no small thing.
Bit of a commitment, really, but Steve, a different thought. Key advice, is it a case of prepare for puppy? Is that, I mean, obviously that PFP line that we're launching today, and you guys are working with respect to that, helping potential puppy owners to responsibly prepare for what lies ahead. Is that the best way forward in terms of your own professional advice?
Absolutely. I think we live in a very consumerist society. We're used to having things right now. And actually, what we want people to do is just stop and think. Do that little bit of research. Prepare themselves mentally. Prepare their home. You know, even puppy-proofing your home. You know, these little creatures explore the world with their mouths. So I've seen dogs electrocuted from chewing coop cables. It's Easter time. The house is full of chocolate. It should not be in reach of a nose that can pick up trace amounts of food, you know, that is no respecter of packaging. And just making sure that, you know, the garden is secure if you live near a road, those sorts of things, they can save a lot of heartache, a lot of expense. But also just understanding that, you know, for the next 10 to 15 years, you've got to be there, you know. You can't go out for longer than about 4 hours without somebody being there to actually walk your dog, take it out for a wee, those sorts of things. That's a massive commitment, and making sure you've got that in place. So there's lots of things you need to do before you actually bring that puppy across the threshold and into your lives.
I know that our regular writer and producer, Jenny Fincher, has a couple of Tibetan pups. Or something. She would endorse that. Hannah, any questions from yourself that you'd like to put to either Steve or indeed Jared?
Oh, I feel very put on the spot.
It's a thought from that point of view.
Yeah, if you could have a dog, is there a particular type of dog that you really fancy?
I fancy two. There's two in my mind I really want to get. I really want a husky and a King Charles Spaniel.
Okay, so you're going to be pulling one direction and dragging the other. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give my arms a workout. Do you have any pets?
I do. You see, I would love a dog. But yeah. My lifestyle doesn't fit a dog, and I've had to make that decision. It might do soon, because I've got two young kids at home, and we might change the working dynamic. So I have a cat at home because, you know, I can't have a dog. But
yeah.
Jared's very lucky. You know, you've got a dog, haven't you? And you waited till your lifetime suited that, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. My work-life balance between myself and my wife, we did wait until it was the right time. We'd had our young daughters, and they got to about the age of 8, and it was just the perfect time for us to embrace and bring a puppy into our home.
Yeah, it is. It's like a new family member, isn't it? It's like bringing home a new child.
These are very significant relationships. We know from studies that, very, very good studies, that dogs have a massive impact on our health and welfare. They reduce our blood pressure. If you're an old age person and going into a retirement home, if you can bring your pet with you, you will live longer statistically. It's that significant. And I think probably my favorite statistic is when they asked kids who they would like to look after them when they're unwell, about over half of them put a pet over a parent. So, you know, it goes to show these are really significant relationships. And if you get it right from the start, you'll get through that difficult teething period, and you'll get to that bond that is unlike any other relationship in your life. It's truly unconditional. The dog is always there for you. They are extraordinary creatures.
Yeah. kind of...
And probably not as dumb as sometimes they're made out to be. I know in the battle of cats versus dogs, there's always the intelligence factor.
I'm such a dog person.
Yeah. It's very important. Obviously, we'd recommend steveleonard.co.uk to find out marvellous stuff about your good self, Steve. I gave a little fist pump of joy when you actually, I was looking at that, I said, I don't do Facebook. Well, there we are. It's just step by step, the whole thing is being sorted through for that. Jared, best place to find out more details about what we've been talking about today from Fourth Glade?
We've prepared a lovely pack of information about taking and or preparing for a puppy. So go to fourthglade.com. And there's a downloadable file there called One Paw at a Time, and there's it really does give fantastic information to understand to prepare for a puppy.
Oh, there are so many ways which we could go one paw at a time, sweet Jesus, one paw at a time. No, Lena, but I do have to ask you three final questions. The first of those is actually awarding you both the role of music producers. We've got a couple of choices coming up as in terms of where you can send the listener for this. We can either have a theme for Lassie. Interesting.
Ooh,
one,
okay.
Yeah. Or Donny Osmond and Puppy Love. Where are you going to send folk? It's a tough call. Any decisions, gentlemen?
Lassie, God, that takes me back. I'd love to hear the Lassie. You don't have the Littlest Hobo, you see.
We've got the Littlest Hobo as well. For yourself, we've got that. I'll throw that in as a third choice. Littlest Hobo, Lassie, or Donny Osmond.
I'd go with Littlest Hobo. We're both exactly
in agreement
the same.
There.
So yeah. it is Littlest Hobo. Littlest Hobo is lined up well, in which case, two final questions for you. Have you both had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yes.
That's okay. Much. It's our customer research, basically. It's in the line from that. And can we therefore prevail upon you to join us in the not-too-distant future and keep us appraised of how the importance of preparing for puppy and other sort of pets, etc., should be taken seriously and applied? Will you be kind enough to return?
Absolutely, if you want us, yeah.
Excellent. Here comes the reward.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on down this road that never seems to end. A new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there, we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home.
Well, who'd have thought the Littlest Hobo would have been the choice of both celebrity vet Steve Leonard and managing director of Fourth Glade? That would be Jared Lovell. Excellent stuff there. Hopefully providing you with a few words and nuggets of advice and wisdom and various other bits and pieces. Still to come, as far as Southside Broadcasting is concerned, heaps of good music, including The Beatles, ABC, A1. A1, my word, has blast from the past. Amy Grant and more. Hannah, have you enjoyed being back on the little Friday sequence that we put together here?
I've loved it. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So I take it you'll be back again post-Easter, all being well.
I'll be back.
That's what we'd like to hear.